We're now joined by Eric Kane for a Tennessee football practice report. Eric, how are you?
Hey, Jimmy, doing well after a week full of anticipation, officially just under 24 hours away until it's football time in Tennessee against Ole Miss and what should be a jam-packed Neyland Stadium. Tennessee, of course, is coming in hot, winning two of their winning their last two SEC games in dominant fashion. Ole Miss won in a shootout over Arkansas last week. Both teams are looking for another SEC win. This could be win number 5 for Tennessee and win number 3 in conference. Ole Miss looking for win number 3 in conference as well. Tennessee's hit the 2.5-point underdogs as of Friday, and it's going to show two of the most explosive offenses in the game. And so Lane Kiffin coming back to town. It's going to be checkered Neyland. Again, it's sold out Neyland Stadium, and I think a lot of eyeballs are going to be on this one come 7:30 tomorrow night. Should be a good game and should tell you a lot about Tennessee under Josh Heupel 7 games into his tenure.
And with these offenses, they really like to go at a fast pace, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. Again, it's 1-2 in the nation in terms of plays per minute. You got Ole Miss at number 1. And keep in mind, too, Tennessee slowed it way down in the second half against South Carolina last week. So without that second half, the Vols would still be at number 1. But Ole Miss comes into the contest 2.89 plays per minute. That's first in the country. Tennessee, 2.87 plays per minute. That is second in the country. Of course, Jeff Levy was the offensive coordinator for Josh Heupel for 2 years at UCF. He is in year 2 as being the offensive coordinator for Lane Kiffin over at Oxford. So a lot of similar principles in these offenses. And, again, the efficiency is just there. Both of these teams rank in the top 10 in the country in terms of scoring per game. Both of these teams have quarterbacks that rank in the top 6 in the country in QB efficiency. Both of these teams are running very, very well. Top 5 rushing team for Ole Miss, top 10 rushing team for Tennessee. But the name of the game is pace. And what we see with Josh Heupel is very much what we're going to see with Jeff Levy and Ole Miss tomorrow with Lane Kiffin. And that's something, too, with the defenses. You know, I think something that helps Tennessee early in ball games is jumping out in front, kind of shocking the defense a little bit. Well, I don't know if you're going to be shocking Ole Miss's defense, because Ole Miss sees that in practice every day, too, just like Tennessee does. So I think that's something important to remember as well.
And Tennessee also slowed it down against Missouri in that second half. That's another thing to point out. Hendon Hooker, he's played extremely well as a starter, averaging 275-plus total offense per game. He leads the SEC in pass efficiency. Eric, how important is it for Hooker to have a big game for Tennessee to have a chance to beat Ole Miss?
Yeah, not breaking any news here. He's going to have to be good, and he's been good this year. I think one of the more underrated storylines in this game, Jimmy, is, of course, we know about Matt Corral. He's firmly in position to try to go out and win a Heisman this year along with some other guys. We know about him cutting down on the turnovers compared to last year. But his counterpart, Hendon Hooker, we here in Knoxville and Tennessee fans know how good Hendon Hooker's been. But, I mean, he's been fantastic in terms of, you know, being up there in some of the lists in terms of the nation leaders in some statistical categories. So he's going to have to continue to protect the football. He's not turned the football over, you know, really since his first two games he played in. And one of those turnovers, the interception in the Pittsburgh game, I feel like that was just a great play. But he's also going to have to be heavily involved in the run game. Not for certain if Tyon Evans is going to be available for this game. Jabari Small has a sore shoulder. Jalen Wright has an injury as well. And so, I mean, they're a little bit banged up in the backfield. So Hendon Hooker, his ability to be a major part of the run game is going to be critical for Tennessee. And he has been so far. So that will need to continue for the Volunteer offense to help out a little beat up backfield. So Hendon Hooker, got to protect the football, got to make some plays in order for Tennessee to hang in this one and try to keep pace with what Ole Miss does on the other side of the football.
You mentioned Evans, but how important is he? Because I think there's a considerable drop-off between Evans and Whitehead or whoever, you know, even from maybe Small if he's banged up. So how important is Evans?
Oh, I mean, he's very important. I think a healthy, you know, 100% healthy Jabari Small compared to Evans, I still think there's a drop-off, but it's not that bad. I think Jabari Small is a good running back when he's healthy. He can do a little bit of everything as well, run between the tackles. He's good in space. You can throw him the football. He doesn't have that home run ability much like Evans does, but I think Jabari Small is a good back. But the problem is he's not been 100% this season. I mean, you know, he'll he'll likely be out there tomorrow, but he won't be at 100%. So I think that is a factor, and Tennessee has run that trap play and ran so well with Tyon Evans the last couple of weeks, and the offense has flowed through the run game and allowed for things over the top to open up. So if you're seeing a heavy dose of Lenith Whitehead, if you're seeing a heavy dose of, I don't know, say 75% of Jabari Small, will that still be as effective as what you've seen in recent weeks? It won't be, but will it matter, Jimmy? Ole Miss's defense gives up almost 200 yards on the ground a game, so there's still going to be great opportunity there for Tennessee to run, regardless of who's back there, and Tennessee's just got to find a way to take advantage of that.
One more thing. What recruits are expected to attend the Tennessee-Ole Miss game?
Not only is this a big football game for Tennessee, it's a major recruiting game for the University of Tennessee. Five-star local standout Walter Nolan, he is going to be in attendance. Tennessee will have at least 10 of its committed class in attendance. A wide receiver, three-star Caleb Webb that Tennessee's trying to get after for the class of 22, he's going to be in attendance. You look at some 2023s that are set to be here, and you've got Deshaun Bishop, a local prospect who we saw on Rivalry Thursday last night. He'll be here. A couple other standouts like Aiden Green of Powell. You got Bryson Sanders of Chattanooga. One of the top quarterbacks in the country for the class of 2024, Jaden Davis. He's planning to be here, as well as Oak Ridge standout Brandon Hayward. So a big-time recruiting weekend, and there's plenty of more that I didn't even mention there. If these prospects can see not only the game day environment that's going to be at Neyland Stadium tomorrow with the crowd, the Checker Neyland and all that, but potentially a win, well, that would do a whole lot for this Tennessee football coaching staff. But that's all coming up tomorrow, and that's going to do it here for a Pulls by Heritage UT Football Practice Report. Beat the Spring Rush, get your pulls started now. Give them a call today. Call Pulls by Heritage, proud sponsors of this practice report, at 947-7527.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
Thank you, Jimmy.